Anti-Christian sentiment is growing louder in India. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're revisiting India today, where resistance to the gospel is on a hard upswing. But even in this story, we see that God is still moving, and you're invited to be part of His work. We'll share a practical way you can get involved in just a moment. But first, leave and lead now. That's the message one prominent Hindu leader is sending to Christians throughout India. In a YouTube video, the leader calls Christians terrorists and says they'll be removed by force if necessary. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
The terrorism charge it's a stretch, but essentially what they're saying is that it's un-Hindu behavior and un-Indian behavior is anti-state. It's against the better needs of the state, so therefore it's terrorism. And that's significant because there are 65 million Christians in the country of India. They're an important part of the community. They do a lot of charitable work. They add a lot to the fabric of life.
The charge is certainly troubling, but it's normal for India. Since 2014, there have been increased efforts to stop the gospel from spreading. And now that you know, would you pray? Ask God to protect believers in India and pray that this persecution would be a testing fire to reveal the truth of Scripture. Still on the topic of India, it can be easy for ministries in India to feel discouraged because of the pressure. Eric Morset with Mission India says they recently hosted the first ever GACX India Roundtable. Now, 26 ministries showed up and found an incredible truth. They are not alone.
We join with the GACX, and they also have a larger network of ministries that work in India. So we're able to partner up with like-minded ministries to share different thoughts and processes and ideas with one another, and also just to encourage each other in our walk in ministry in India.
Right now, the biggest thing you can do is pray.
Just continue to pray for the movement of God through the partners that we work with. You know, the greatest thing I love about Mission India, I love being a part of, is we don't send in Western missionaries to do the work. We enable and empower Christians in India to spread the gospel. And so just continue to pray for those partners, continue to pray for those relationships that we have.
You're listening to Mission Network News. September 7th is Global Disciples' annual Go Global One-Day campaign, set aside to activate the body of Christ in telling people about Jesus. But Jerry Meadows of Global Disciples says it's about more than setting aside one day for the least reached.
We need 365 days a year where our heart is towards the least reached in the world. But this is the one day where we're noting our hearts are there with the Lord, and the one day we're working towards when every person on the planet will have heard the gospel.
Global Disciples has a few ideas on how people can come together in sharing the heart of God for the lost, whether it's on September 7th or another day.
Don't see it just as a giving campaign. See it as a prayer campaign and a sharing campaign and a giving campaign.
To begin your Go Global one-day journey, start by heading to missionnews.org. And on August 31st, Jeff Morin will officially begin his position as Biblica's new CEO. Sharing a bit more on Morin's heart, Biblica's Stephen Cave says,
he's been with the American Bible Society for the last 11 years. So that means he knows the world of Bible ministry. He's just passionate about the Bible and bringing the message of the Bible to people. His experience with American Bible Society, and then also the work that the different Bible societies share together, the E10 initiative, Every Tribe, Every Nation. It means that Jeff knows about Biblica. He already has some understanding of our broad ministry and also our specific ministry. So he will bring just an amazing combination of gifts into our organization.
Join us in praying for Biblica's transition, Morin and his family's transition, and for God to do big things with his new leadership. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.